ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृतं नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जय मुदीरयेत्। नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवती नष्टकी। सो टुडे विल बी रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 4 चैप्टर 1 टेक्स्ट नंबर 2। आकुतिम रुचये प्रादात् ओपि भ्रातृमतिम नृप पुत्रिका धर्मम् आश्रित्य सतरूपा अनुमोदित। आकुतिम रुचये प्रादात् ओपि भ्रातृमतिम नृप पुत्रिका धर्मम् आश्रित्य सतरूपा अनुमोदित। आकुतिम रुचये प्रादात् ओपि भ्रातृमतिम् नृप पुत्रिका धर्मम् आश्रित्य सतरूपा अनुमोदित।
Matthew
आकुतिम
आकुति
रुचये अंटू द ग्रेट सेज रुचि प्रादात हैंडेड ओवर ओपी ऑल्दो भ्रातृमतिम डॉटर हैविंग ए ब्रदर नृपः द किंग पुत्रिका गेट द रिजल्टेंट सन धर्मम रिलीजियस राइट्स आश्रित्य टेकिंग शेल्टर सतरूपा द वाइफ ऑफ स्वयंभुव मनु अनुमोदिता बीइंग सैंक्शनड ट्रांसलेशन एंड पर्पोर्ट बाय हिज डिवाइन ग्रेस श्री भक्तिवेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद ट्रांसलेशन Akuti had two brothers, but in spite of her brothers, King Swayambhuva Manu handed her over to Prajapati Ruchi on the condition that the son born of her be returned to him as his son. This he did in consultation with his wife, Satarupa. Please repeat. Akuti had two brothers, but in spite of her brothers, King Swayambhuva Manu handed her over to Prajapati Ruchi on the condition that the son born of her be returned to him as his son. This he did in consultation with his wife Satarupa. Purport. Sometimes a sonless person offers his daughter to a husband on the condition that his grandson be returned to him to be adopted as his son and inherit his property. This is called Putrika Dharma, which means that by execution of religious rituals one gets a son, although he is sonless by his own wife. But here we see extraordinary behavior in Manu. For in spite of his having two sons, he handed over his first daughter to Prajapati Ruchi on the condition that the son born of his daughter be returned to him as his son. Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur comments in this connection that King Manu knew that the Supreme Personality of Godhead would take birth in the womb of Akuti. Therefore, in spite of having two sons, he wanted the particular son born of Akuti because he was ambitious to have the Supreme Personality of Godhead appear as his son and grandson. Manu is the lawgiver of mankind, and since he personally executed the Putrika Dharma, it is to be accepted that such a system can be adopted by mankind also. Thus, even though one has a son, if he wants to have a particular son from his daughter, he can give his daughter in charity on that condition. That is the opinion of Srila Jiva Goswami. Mukam Kurati Vachalam Pangul Langhaita Girim Jatripa Tamaham Bandhya Sri Guru Dinatarinam Paramananda Madhavam Sri Chaitanya Sharam Namam Vishnu Padaya Hare Krishna. So this is the beginning of fourth canto. And this chapter is entitled Genealogical Taboo of the Daughters of Manu. So I was wondering what should be the theme for discussion today, because the purport explains only one thing, the concept of Putrika Dharma. What is that dharma according to Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur and Srila Jiva Goswami? They explain if a father has only daughters and does not have a son, he can hand over the daughter to husband on the condition that the son born of her be returned to him as his son, so that he can inherit his property. But here in this particular case, although Swayambhuva Manu has two sons, still he handed over his daughter Akuti to Prajapati Ruchi on the condition that the son born of Akuti will be handed over to Swayambhuva Manu. And the previous Acharyas, the Goswamis, especially here Prabhupada explains that Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur and Srila Jiva Goswami, they explain because Manu can see the past, present and future, and he knew that Supreme Personality of Godhead, Yajna, will appear as the son of Akuti. And he had agreed, when Prabhupada used the term, he was ambitious to have the Supreme Personality of Godhead as his son as well as grandson. So because of that ambition, he wanted that son to come back to him. So I was thinking and what to speak on this purport. And I was thinking that we can take this purport and make a theme. Two things we can do. One is, Krishna explains in Bhagavad Gita, Jajja Tatariti Sestras Tatta Tevetara Janaha Sajat Pramanam Kurite Lakastat Anubartate. Prabhupada also explains that King Manu, Swayambhuva Manu, established this Putrika Dharma, therefore the mankind can have the dharma in the future. So, in that context, we have to be very careful that whatever we do as a leader of a society, that should be based on Sadhuguru and Shastra. Because as soon as some devotees see as a leader, whatever they do, they think that is the way to do it. So as a leader, we have to be very responsible and very cautious what we do. And here Swayambhuva Manu did something which is not against Shastra. And he did everything according to Shastra. In the same way, the activities we perform should be based on Sadhu Guru and Shastra. That is one thing. Another thing is, why Srimad Bhagavatam explains these great personalities? Srimad Bhagavatam contains the pastimes of the Supreme Personality of Godhead and also the activities of the great souls, the pure devotees of the Lord, so that we can understand how we should act and behave in our devotional practice in order to understand the mysterious pastimes of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The pastimes of Supreme Personality of Godhead are very mysterious. Unless we are blessed by the Supreme Personality of Godhead, we cannot understand it. We may have some superficial understanding, but to understand Lord's activities as it is, we need the mercy of the Lord through His devotees. And when we understand Lord's activities in reality, then we can go back to the spiritual world. That is also explained by Krishna in Bhagavad Gita. Janma karma chame divyam evang javeti tattata. In reality, we have to understand the transcendental activities and appearance of the Lord. Then the door of the spiritual world is open to us. So, if we analyze the different personalities in Srimad Bhagavatam, what they did? They were the selfless servant of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. While they are alive, they serve the mankind, and when they are dying also, they are serving the mankind. Take the example of Parikshit Maharaj, because Parikshit Maharaj is the root cause of Srimad Bhagavatam. And take the scenario of Parikshit Maharaj's life. He was a pious king, not a pious king, he was a devotee king, ruling over the whole world. He was a pure devotee of Krishna. And when he was ruling over the world, not a tinge of Kali's influence was there in the kingdom. And everybody was following the religious principles. And he was cursed by Sringi. And that is also very important. As soon as he got the curse, what is the symptom of a devotee, whatever comes in their life, they take it as the mercy of the Lord. And they are the most intelligent persons. If we get a notice that within 7 days we have to die, the natural tendency of a conditioned soul is that he wants to extend his life. And he'll go to different medical experts all over the world so that his life can be extended from 7 days to 7 months or 7 years. We want to live more. That is the quality of a conditioned soul. But here, Parikshit Maharaj, he got a curse and he is going to die within 7 days. So, what he did, it is also explained, Parikshit Maharaj had the power to counteract that curse. It's not that he could not do it. He could have done it. But he was intelligent. He thought, maybe this time I may counteract. But one day I have to die. That is a reality. Everything in this world is relative, in this material world. Death is absolute. That's why you say as sure as death. So he thought that even if I can counteract this time, next time maybe I have to die again. And maybe that time I don't know whether I will get a notice or not. So it will be really intelligent activity to accept this death because I got a notice. And I can prepare myself for the death. Because human life is meant to prepare for the death. So life is the preparation, death is the examination. So you have to pass that examination. So what Parikshit Maharaj did, he took shelter of the devotee, Sukadeva Goswami, and he started preparing for death. So I was hearing one lecture of some devotees. Sometimes we see in the history of ISKCON, some elevated devotees, they go through cancer, some dangerous diseases, so that he has to die. Sometimes people feel they are doing devotional service, why they have to go through this. So, but I thought in a different way. I thought that may be the blessings of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, because they are getting a notice. And they are preparing themselves to die. Just like Parikshit Maharaj got a notice. So in that spirit, this type of diseases which are there in the devotees of ISKCON is the mercy of the Lord. And they are taking that thing as a stepping stone to prepare for death and going to the spiritual world. So whatever Krishna does, we should take as mercy. Because Krishna says, I will take care of them personally. That faith we should have. Sarva dharman paritajya mamekam saranam brajo ahamtam sarva papebha mokshasvami masuchah. Krishna says, Arjuna, don't worry. Surrender unto me, I will take care of you. But sometimes we cannot understand and feel that Krishna is taking care of me personally. But he is doing that. But it's up to us to realize it. And surrender to Krishna more and more to understand how Krishna is taking care of us personally. How we can do that? The secret of success, what they have done, all these great personalities, they had the service attitude. So that attitude makes the difference. It is explained, it's not the aptitude or whatever quantum of service we are doing. It's the attitude that decides the altitude in our destinations. So how far we will go, that will depend what is our attitude. What service we do, that is not so important. In what attitude I am doing the service, that will determine our success. So one story we'll explain is very nicely. There was a balloon seller, selling balloons. And he was filling up helium gas and the balloon was flying in the sky. And he had different colors of balloons. So one boy, small boy, approached that balloon seller. And he said, so this is red color balloon. Does this balloon will fly? The balloon seller said, yes. Then he asked, this black balloon also will fly? The balloon seller said, yes. Then he was telling again and again. Then balloon seller said, my dear boy, balloon will fly or not does not depend on its color. Why it is flying? Not because of its color, because of the helium gas within that balloon. That's why it's flying. So, whether we go to the spiritual world or not, it's not that, oh, I am a temple president, that's why I should go back to the spiritual world. Because I am a GBC, I should go back to the spiritual world. Or whether I am a sannyasi, that's why I should go back to the spiritual world. No. It's not the color of the service we do that will take us home back to Godhead. Just like the color of the balloon will not determine whether balloon will fly or not. If we do the service with proper attitude, just like the helium gas is there, that is the root cause of the balloon to fly. In the same way, the attitude of service will take us home back to Godhead. So I may be a sweeper on the street, or I may be a pujari, I may be a cook, I may be a sannyasi, I may be a GBC, I may be a guru. That's not the criteria. Criteria is what attitude I am having within the devotional service, and that will take us home back to Godhead. That is, Krishna says, Bhakta Mam Abhijanati. By the mood of devotion, what is the, Krishna is Bhavagrahi Janardhan. He takes the mood of devotional service. It's not the quantum of service he takes. He takes the mood. Because Krishna has ample devotional service to be performed. Unlimited devotional service is accepting in the spiritual world. We are very tiny, insignificant as compared to the quantum of service we do. Sometimes we go, oh, I am a temple president. I am the journal, I am the head of this zone. I am doing this service, that service. But as compared to the spiritual world, the level of service, the eternal consorts of the Supreme Personality of Godhead perform in the spiritual world, we are very tiny and insignificant as compared to them. So now it's up to us to realize that. So humility, that's why Mahaprabhu says that humility is the quality that attracts Krishna. And humility is the quality that manifests when one is advancing in spiritual life. Rather, we become proud. So pride is the symptom of ignorance. And humility is the symptom of knowledge. So I'll give one example. Just like a mountain, maybe Himalaya. So it's big, huge. So when we are far, far away from that mountain looks very small and tiny. And I think I may be like that also. I am not so small. I am also like a mountain. Now, take the example. You are moving towards that mountain, going close. So more you go close to the mountain, two things happen. One, you will realize the mountain is becoming bigger and bigger, and you are becoming smaller and smaller. So that is the symptom of devotional service also. Krishna is big, infinite, like a mountain. We are just like that man, very tiny. But when we are far, far away from Krishna, we think I am great. I may be great like Krishna also. But when you take up devotional service and through that you move towards Krishna, then what happens? Two things happen. You realize more and more how Krishna is great and how insignificant I am. So humility is a natural exhibition in the character of a devotee who is advancing in Krishna consciousness. And pride is a natural quality of a person who is not advancing in Krishna consciousness, rather is going away from devotional service. So humility is a natural quality of a devotee. So that, what should be the attitude then? In what mood? That's the goal of our life, to be humble. So how to practice that? What should be the frame of our mind? So two types of things we have to develop in our life while performing devotional service to the Lord. First mood, we should do the service with gratitude. gratitude is the first quality while we will do the devotional service. We should feel indebted to Krishna, Srila Prabhupada, the spiritual masters, Vaishnavas, that I have been given this opportunity. I am so fortunate, out of so many people in the whole creation, Brahmanda Bhamite Kono Bhagavan Jeev, Guru Krishna Prasade Pai Bhakti Lata Bhij. Out of millions and billions of living entities, although I am so insignificant, I have got this opportunity. Why? Because of the mercy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. That should be the mood, gratitude. So I have got this service. Then, I have got this service and I am rendering that service. So what, because we have a tendency to lord it over. I am big, I am great. So that tendency is there because of that we are in this material world. So while performing devotional service also, we think I am great, I am doing a great service. I am not a servant. Everybody should follow me because whatever standard I have set, that is the standard everybody should follow. That mood we have all the time. But what should be our mood? We should have a mood to assist Srila Prabhupada. That we have given this opportunity to assist Srila Prabhupada. That assisting mood, that I am an assistant at every level. I can be a guru, I can be a disciple, I can be a temple president, I can be a GBC, whatever level we may be. And Bhaktivinoda Saraswati Thakur says, and Prabhupada also exhibited that mood. While he was preaching Krishna consciousness in Western countries, he was exhibiting that quality of a servant. How? He is telling that I am executing the order of my spiritual master. So in that spirit I am a servant of my spiritual master. So now, my spiritual master has sent all of you, the young boys and girls. So, I am also helping you. The guru is helping the disciple to become pure devotee and is also serving the spiritual master to fulfill his mission. So in that spirit, he is the servant of everyone. Srila Bhaktivinoda Saraswati Thakur said, I am the servant of my disciple. He used to say, Prabhu. Literally he used to say that. So a pure devotee does not think himself of master of anyone. He feels he is the servant of his spiritual master. And he also feels he is a servant of his disciples. So that is the mood of a pure devotee. So that is the mood of assisting Srila Prabhupada. So when we have that mood, then we can get the real benefit of devotional service. So I'll give an example. So I forgot the name of that person. So he was building the St. Paul's Cathedral in London. I forgot the name. Christopher Wren. So Christopher Wren was planning to build a huge cathedral, St. Paul's Cathedral in London. And the construction was going on and he was traveling on the construction site. And one person was laying the brick. And he asked that person, what you are doing? So, but these people don't know that he is Christopher Wren. Then that person said, oh, I am laying the brick. Then he moved forward. And another person was also laying the brick. And he was asking, what you are doing? He said that I heard that Christopher Wren is building this cathedral and he wants that this cathedral should be the best cathedral all over the world. So I am trying my level best to assist him, so that the construction, that I am laying the bricks so carefully, so that I can assist him to establish his mission to make this St. Paul Cathedral to be the best cathedral all over the world. So same, the two persons are doing the same service, but the first person is doing it mechanically, just doing it. But what he is doing? He wants to fulfill the mission of his master. So we may be given some service. Oh, what are you doing? Oh, I am doing this. I am doing that you are saying. What are you doing? I am doing some management. What are you doing? I am cooking. You may do that. But why you are doing? For Srila Prabhupada, there is a mission to establish Krishna consciousness all over the world. And we are the instrument in the hands of Srila Prabhupada. And whatever service has been given to me, if I fulfill it with great endeavor, with best of my ability, that will help Srila Prabhupada to achieve his mission, to establish Krishna consciousness all over the world. So that should be our mood, to assist Srila Prabhupada. So, and that mood will take us up to the spiritual world. Because that is the mood that is prevailing in the spiritual world. So now next question is, we don't have that mood, but how to develop that mood? What is the quality we should have to develop that mood? And foundation of that is good sadhana. Proper sadhana is the foundation to develop that mood. Once one devotee asked Srila Prabhupada, what is more important, sadhana or service? Prabhupada said both are important and complement to each other. Without proper sadhana, service becomes work. And without proper service, sadhana becomes mechanical. So both are connected and complement with each other. So therefore, sadhana plays a very, very important role in our life. Otherwise, devotional service becomes a work, normal work in the material world. Although it looks like devotional service, because the quality, that balloon, that helium gas is not there, because sadhana is not there. So to improve the quality of service, we have to have proper sadhana. And Prabhupada said, sadhana, main aspect of sadhana, the foundation of sadhana is chanting of the holy name. Prabhupada said 99% of our spiritual progress depends on how much qualitatively you are chanting, or minimum 16 rounds. Prabhupada said, my Guru Maharaj told to chant 64 rounds, but I have reduced this to 16, but you should do it very attentively, and rest of the time be engaged very actively in the service. So if that chanting also becomes very not so quality, then what will get out of that chanting? And Prabhupada emphatically said, the chanting should be done very properly early in the morning. So quality chanting has to be there. Otherwise there is no, because that is the nourishment we get from Krishna to render our service. If that nourishment is not there, then what is the question of service? That is first. And second is reading Srila Prabhupada's books. That is very, very important. And why reading Srila Prabhupada's books are very, very important? There are many reasons. So I like to classify three reasons. First reason is, this book gives us knowledge. And knowledge is compared like a sword. And with that sword, we can cut or attack the material allurements and attachments. That is the weapon we have, Srila Prabhupada's books. And second advantage of reading Srila Prabhupada's books, sir, Prabhupada wanted us to preach. So where from we get the preaching skills to present to the whole world unless we read Srila Prabhupada's books, know the philosophy? How we can become preacher? To become a preacher, you have to read Srila Prabhupada's books. And third one is, mind always needs engagement. So reading Srila Prabhupada's books is the best way to engage the mind in Krishna consciousness. Otherwise, mind will go in some other activity. So to make the mind absorbed in Krishna consciousness, reading Srila Prabhupada's books are very, very important. And this chanting and reading Srila Prabhupada's books can be done if we are in the association of good devotees. If we are not in a proper association, the attitude to chant properly and reading Srila Prabhupada's books properly will not happen unless we are in a proper association of devotees. So sadhana includes these three: association of devotees, and in the association of devotees, chanting of the holy name and reading Srila Prabhupada's books are very, very important to keep our focus into the proper Krishna consciousness mood, and the quality of service will be improved if we absorb ourselves in chanting of the holy name, reading Srila Prabhupada's books regularly in the association of good devotees. And by that process, Krishna will take us to the spiritual world. And this service attitude is the goal of our life, and that comes naturally when we advance in Krishna consciousness. Nothing else is so important in our life, only this service attitude that will determine the success in our Krishna consciousness. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Srila Prabhupada ki. So if you have any question, comment, there are many senior devotees. Three hands up. So, Rajananandan Prabhu. Yeah, I wanted to mention that point also. Here, Prabhupada explained that he was ambitious to have the Supreme Personality of Godhead appear as his son or grandson. That is contradictory to the humility. To have Krishna and to have pure devotional service, that ambition is the expression of humility. That is the real humility, to have Krishna. Because Krishna is the embodiment of all humility. So to have Krishna, to have pure devotional service, that ambition is the real ambition. We have to be ambitious. So ambitious nature gets fulfillment when we dovetail that ambition to get Krishna and to get pure devotional service. The mood of achieving something is a natural thing of every living entity. That is called ambition. So that ambition gets fulfillment when we try to achieve Krishna and pure devotional service. That is perfection. But there is, Prabhupada said, perfection has also different limits. When you have achieved the topmost ambition, there also you don't want Krishna also. You want only pure devotional service. Asli shabha padaratang pinastumang adarshanang manmahatang karatuba jatha tatha vidhathatu lampato matpananathastu saivanapara. That is another level also, rather than his mood. Mahaprabhu is exhibiting. So whether Krishna appears, does not appear, whatever he does, he is happy with that. That is Mahaprabhu's level of perfection. Yes, bro. Manusanghit. Yes. 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 I got it. So in Shastra there are certain things are principles or certain things are details. So Manusanghita also has certain principles and certain details. So details can change according to the time, place and circumstances. Just like we are in Kali Yuga, certain details may not be so applicable. And because the modern civilization, modern society don't follow the Vedic rules and regulations, and they have their own rules and regulations. And if certain rules which are given by Manu, and in order to establish that it becomes illegal in the eye of law of a country, we should not try to do that. That's the role of the Acharya. The Shastra says so many things, but when Acharya comes and gives that law according to the time, place and circumstances. So in that way I take it. That's why it's very safe to follow what Prabhupada said. And whatever he has said, if you follow that, because Prabhupada is the Acharya of the modern age. And whatever he has given, if you follow that, I don't think we have to follow more than that. And that will be enough for us to go back to the spiritual world. And if something is needed from Manu Sanghita, he would have given in his books, and we should follow that. not going into so much detail. Just like Sanatana Goswami explains so many things in Hari Bhakti Vilas. And if you follow that, then everybody of us should go to the hell. But Prabhupada has come and has given some principles, not violating the principles of the previous acharyas, but adjusting some details which we can follow and apply in our life and perfect ourselves to go back to the spiritual world. That's why we need so much the input of Prabhupada in our life, because he came for that purpose. I think it's clear to whatever I understood in my life. Sometimes those details, it's my way of thinking, is not so important if Prabhupada has not emphasized so much. We should follow Prabhupada. Okay. Yes, Mataji. That's the comment. So attending Srila Prabhupada's Guru Puja is an expression of our gratitude towards Prabhupada. That's your point? It's a good point. Yes, Mataji? You raise your hand. Okay? She is giving another example according to Vedic literature that six types of aggressors should be killed. If we do that now, we'll be in jail. So certain things we cannot follow because we are not following the Vedic rules. We don't have Vedic kings, those who establish law according to Manu Sanghita and other Vedic literatures. We have our modern laws which are not according to Vedas. So we have to be practical and adjust our life, not compromising the principles of devotional service. Yes. He is asking that I told that humility is the symptom of knowledge. So how to develop the humility? How to become humble? The Prabhupada said by becoming humble, you become humble. So humility comes from proper sadhana. Quality sadhana brings humility. Also, when you associate with advanced devotees, unless you are properly backed up with proper knowledge, instead of being inspired by them, you become envious. It also happens. That's why Prabhupada changed the secretaries. Because as soon as you become too much familiar, you see your spiritual master also through your material eyes. That's why we have to have the proper eyes also. Vaishnavira Kriya Mudra Vijnana Vishaya. So sometimes certain activities of the Vaishnavas we may not understand because we should not accept the activities of the Vaishnavas on superficial level. Just like Pundarik Vidyanidhi, when Mukunda brought Gadadhar Pandit to show Pundarik Vidyanidhi, and when he saw him, apparently, he felt that Pundarik Vidyanidhi is like a materialistic person. And he understood that. Then he chanted the sloka from 10th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. Ahavakiyan, that sloka, the mercy of Krishna. So as soon as he had that sloka, he started exhibiting the love of Godhead. Then he understood. Sometimes some activities may not be so proper in terms of external understanding, but we should not see devotees externally. That also we should be very careful. And we'll end up with so many offenses. And that happens because of our pride. Comparison is the cancer of the mind. We always compare and criticize. There are three cancers: criticism, comparison and complaint. These are three C's of the cancers of the mind. Compare, criticize and complain. And we all do that because these are the cancers of the mind. And in order to be free from that, then mind has to be absorbed in some higher things. Chanting of the holy name, reading Srila Prabhupada's books, associating with the good devotees. So in that way, we can overcome those difficulties. Even if we associate, we have to know how to associate. Tadviddhi pranipatena pariprashtena sevaya. Three things. We have to be surrendered. If you don't surrender, only ask questions. So mood of service, we have to serve them. So one devotee came to Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, very arrogant, having so many questions, good questions though. So Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur said, I don't have time now, so go to my disciples. So I'll meet you later on. Then he went to those disciples, and what they're doing, they're cleaning something, doing some menial service. So what they did, okay, what you'll do now? So you don't have anything to do, please join us. And he was engaged in some service. So while he was performing service, then everything is done, then Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur appeared. He said, you are asking some questions now? He said, I got all my answers. So that's important. We have to have service attitude. Service cleanses the heart. That's why Prabhupada emphasized so much on menial service. So, it's very, very important. What Advaita Acharya used to do? He used to pluck flowers every day. Advaita Acharya, Srivas Thakur, they are all exalted Vaishnavas. But what they used to do? Chanting of the holy name, in the morning, plucking flowers for the deities. As soon as we become big, oh, cooking, it's not so important. Oh, we have to offer flowers to the Lord. Not so important. I am doing something, bigger service. So there is no concept of bigger or smaller. I was reading a quote of Prabhupada. There is nothing big or small in our movement. Everyone is a devotee. There is no concept of a big devotee, small devotee. There is no concept like that. That's superficial. Everyone is a devotee of Krishna. And we have to do the same thing. Radharani, what she is doing? She is the most exalted devotee of the Lord. So we have to take that mood and try to imbibe that mood, and that will open up. Unless we imbibe the mood of the residents of spiritual world, we cannot understand the spiritual world. It's the mood that opens up. And that is the mood that covers up. We are in the Bhaktivinoda Thakur said this is the spiritual world. But there is a covering. We are seeing the material aspect of the dham. But Bhaktivinoda Thakur is seeing the spiritual world. So all the palaces, everything are there now. It's there. Mahaprabhu is doing Harinam, everything is going on, but we cannot see. Say that Mahaprabhu is still performing that pastime. Only the fortunate souls, they can see those. That's the quality. That Premanjana Shrita, you need to have the eye of love. Otherwise you cannot see. So that is the quality you have to develop. And that comes from mood, not from how much we do. Yes. Now Prabhupada said you have to try for it. Humility will not come automatic. So to become humble, you have to try and sincerely endeavor for it. That's the point Prabhupada wanted to make. So how you become humble? By becoming humble. It means you have to try for it. Just like to become prema, to have prema bhakti, you not get one day, wake up in the morning, you develop prema bhakti. No. Sadhana bhakti take a high rathir udai. Chaitanya Charitamrita explains, from sadhana, bhava comes. From bhava, prema comes. This is a process. You have to go through that process. But you have to go through that process with proper mood. That elevates us. Otherwise, it becomes mechanical. Mechanical sadhana, koti janma hari name, naya prema dhan. We can chant millions of lifetimes, but we will not get love of God. But in one chanting, in one holy name can give us the love of God. Same holy name. It depends in which mood I am doing it. That's the secret of success. Okay? So we'll end here. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Srila Prabhupada ki, Granthraj Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Samaveta Gaura Bhaktavinda ki, Gaura Premanande, Hare Hare.